So on this episode, we'll be talking about working with your spouse. So it's been 3 years since we started Now Media together. Now Media is a branding and design agency. And, you know, we both are in that creative space. We love design and creativity, and interest kind of merged, and it just made sense for us to start.
So we have different strengths in that sense, and we've been in this space. And I know I've always wanted to start something, and he's also wanted to start something. So when we started seeing each other, we started to understand what each of us does. And then we just got to a point where, like, one day we just decided on a name, and then we thought, okay, let's just do this together, register the company. And that's really how it started. We didn't really think about it too much.
I think we were doing things on our own first, and then we had to get some freelancers to help us. And then it just made sense to hire one person, two people, and it just started growing from there. Yeah, so it was very natural in terms of how it grew. Over the last 3 years, I think we've done well.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we've grown, and we haven't, even besides COVID, I think the fact that we've also taken a hit and we've grown through the whole COVID phase and, like, come out of it still growing, I think is a great sign. And I think it's testament to the fact that we can also work together, and testament to the fact that it is possible for couples to work together successfully.
And coincidentally, I think we have a lot of clients who are couples.
Yes, in yes. Business. Yeah, so that is super interesting. And I think that also gives more of a reason for people to believe that couples can work together. So like we said, a lot of our clients are successfully working together and have phenomenal businesses. So if you have been hesitant to start something with your spouse, because that's a question we actually get a lot when we do the Q&As on Instagram, saying what it's like to work with your partner. And we're definitely pro working with your partner, because I feel like there's nobody you can trust more than your partner or your siblings, in my opinion. So there's nothing like doing that. I think that's how we were and have been able to grow thus far.
Yeah, I mean, as much as, you know, similarities or knowledge in the same industry will help you start something together, understanding each other's strengths and weaknesses when it comes to running a business is very important to grow. Because in the end, you have to keep your differences outside and focus on your business, because there are people dependent upon it, from your staff to your clients.
Yeah, so what happens is, when we do have our differences, which we do, we butt heads a lot, and I think that's a part of it. We don't let that affect the business, because we know it's not just a business that's making us money. There are employees that are dependent on it. There are clients' businesses that are dependent on it. So it's this constant reminder that we have to give ourselves, that we have to put our issues aside and think of the larger picture, because there are so many other things that are dependent on things running smoothly and successfully.
Yeah, and it also helps me get out of, like, tough spots sometimes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, obviously. So sometimes we might have, like, serious issues where we just do not want to interact with each other at all, but we have to, you know, it's the larger picture. And I think we've grown and we've been able to adjust to that better. So our methods and approaches might be quite different from one another, but at the same time, because we both have been in that space, like we said, a creative space, our understanding of what could work and what doesn't work is pretty in sync that way.
Yeah,
because we're constantly trying to keep ourselves updated. I'm a little more driven to nitpick on things and pick only the things that I think are more fruitful. He likes to take more chances. So sometimes I think that's a good balance, because we take the chances and we realize something works. Sometimes we decide we're not going to take the chance and we realize something else came that's better. So I think that is actually a great balance for us and works very, very well. So yeah, all in all, I think the conclusion that we've come up to is that if you've been thinking of doing something with your spouse, I think you should definitely go for it. Again, keep in mind that for us, it works phenomenally because we are both in a similar space with different strengths that came together. So that's what helps make it successful as well. So assessing that prior to deciding to sort of dive into it is really important.
Yeah.
But yeah, who else can you trust more than your partner? Hopefully the answer is nobody else, because if you are ever doubting that, I'm not sure. But for us, it's a great thing that worked out. So I hope this episode was helpful and give you guys a little more insight into why and how we sort of started Now and how it's working for us as a couple. And we will see you guys in the next episode.